Mickey Mills has one mission: to give you that Friday feeling. In order to do this, this is Friday's film feature.
So today I am reviewing the next instalment of The Hunger Games, which is Mockingjay Part 1. And the first thing I have to say about this film is wow. The ending is so unexpected and definitely leaves you wanting more. And I'll talk to you a bit more about that in a second. So it sees some big name actors reprising their roles. We've got Jennifer Lawrence as the main character, Katniss Everdeen. Josh Hutcherson even as Peter Mullark. Liam Hemsworth as Gal Hawthorne. Sam Coughlin as Finnick. Woody Harrelson as Haymitch. And Elizabeth Banks as Effie Trinket. It's directed by Francis Lawrence, and he directed the previous film of The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, in 2013. And he is also known for doing I Am Legend in 2007. The film is based on the set of books by Suzanne Collins, and Peter Craig and Danny Strong did the screenplay. And the certificate for the film is a 12A. So after taking part in the Hunger Games and escaping the Quarter Quell, Katniss Everdeen is now living in District 13. She's persuaded to take part in propaganda to lead the other districts in a rebellion against the capital after seeing her Hunger Games partner Peter televised as being with the capital. She demands she will only be the leader, or the Mockingjay as they call it, if Peter gets saved. So I'm not going to ruin the ending for you and say if Peter gets saved or not, but unless you've read the books you'll know what happens. But the Hunger Games is based on them. So all I'm going to say is that it's a shocking and unexpected ending. I just couldn't get over it. I honestly, for the next hour, I was like, I can't believe it just ended like that. But this is part one of The Mockingjay, and the end definitely reminds you there's more to come. So it finishes on a cliffhanger, and you definitely want to know what's happening next. So as I said, there has been two films before this, as the trilogy is based on a set of books which have been written. The first one was simply titled The Hunger Games, and the second was called The Hunger Games Catching Fire. There is part two of The Mockingjay, which is the final instalment and will be out in November next year, I do believe, so we do have a year to wait. But I think this film did flow well from the other films. The storyline is very smooth and carries on throughout all the films. The beginning scene is of Katniss going over all the things she's done, so it's a good introduction for anyone who hasn't seen the previous films. However, I do suggest to see the first two films before seeing this one, otherwise it won't really make much sense. Now, the reason I decided to review this film was because I did go to the premiere a couple of weeks ago. Fortunately, I didn't get to the front of the red carpet, so I didn't get any signatures, which I was really sad about, but I got a few photos as well, so it's quite a nice experience. And I'd seen the first two films, so I was like, I need to go see this one. Looking at the script, there were a few comical lines thrown in, which I do like about films. However, there are also some deep emotional moments, very heavy topics such as death and losing loved ones and losing the place you know and love. So them few comical lines did uplift the mood at times, and they were put in at the right times as well. Being an adventure sci-fi film, it does fit very well into this category, with lots of action, including fighting scenes, explosions, secret missions, and the sci-fi elements come into it as it's very futuristic. The weapons and aircrafts are, and they exemplify this, but as well, the idea of the capital having all the power over all the districts, who seem quite poor in comparison to the capital, who are very well off in nice clothing, which itself is quite unique, adding to the futuristic feel of the film. Now, Katniss herself represents a lot for the districts and carries the message of the film by her words and actions. The film is a story of hope, with people standing up for a revolution, but it's all about being strong and standing by what you believe in, and also protecting your family and putting others before yourself. Now, looking at the character of Katniss, she still portrays a strong heroine, as she does throughout all the films. Being fiery and courageous, she becomes the Mockingjay because people look up to her and are moved and motivated by her actions. Now, I'm pretty sure the audience members also commend her for her bravery and are inspired by her strength, especially as a woman. As it's often the case that men are seen as the heroes in most films, but over the past decade, the heroine has definitely been emerging, which is good for women. We also see a few new characters in this film as well, who stand with Katniss to fight. We also see development of Katniss's and Gal's relationship, as we see how much he wants Katniss's attention. Even though he doesn't get it, he still puts his life in danger for her feelings. Sorry if that was a spoiler. Oh, I hate when this happens. I'm running out of backing music. because I've got a lot to say about this film. So there was a lot of violence and scenes of death. When Katniss returns to District 12, she sees damage which has been done, and the extent is revealed when there are thousands of skeletons lying about. So that's why I can see it's a 12A. The whole idea of the Hunger Games is to kill each other and have one survivor, so Katniss has hardened up to the idea of killing. However, it's clear she still has her morals, as she'll only kill for the right reasons, to protect her family or distract innocent people. District, sorry, fight for a district. As you can see, the music has finished, but I will quickly wrap up. The use of music was used well and effective to build up tension in certain scenes, and the use of volume was good as well. I don't think there was anything I didn't actually like about this film. I did have to do a recap and read up on the previous film plots to make sure I was up to date and understood the storylines, but other than that, I completely am in love with this film. It done really well in the box office, scoring the highest opening of 2014 so far. Within 4 days, it took more than 12.6 million, beating the Inbetweeners 2, which I did a film review, the first Friday feeling I did a film review on the Inbetweeners, which made a 12.5 million in August. So the Mockingjay success is a 4% increase on last year's Catching Fire. So out of 10, I would actually give this film a 10. I was very engrossed with the film, really enjoyed it, and it was very unpredictable. I didn't know what was going to happen next, but it made me feel a range of emotions. I felt sad and sorry for the characters lost, but also had a little giggle at the comical moments as well. So, and after the film, I just couldn't get over the ending, and you know it's a good film when it leaves you wanting more and gives you such a big impact.